Radio.com.
In Las Vegas. And in the meantime, Lois Lerner gets contempt. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show. So we're talking about the fate of two very different women. Lois Lerner pleaded the fifth again and again and again. Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, really wanted to see her be held in contempt. Meanwhile, Congressman Elijah Cummings, his Democratic counterpart from Maryland, feels like it's a witch hunt, although he isn't completely defending the three dreaded letters of the IRS. And remember, Lois Lerner is the woman who is in charge of overseeing tax-exempt status for organizations that she decided had anything to do with the Tea Party wouldn't be tax exempt. Or somebody else decided. We don't know because we never really got to the bottom of it. Here's Issa and Cummings and their points of view.
I am not defending the actions of Lois Lerner, but rather the protections guaranteed by the Constitution to every American.
The American people rightfully don't trust the IRS to tell them what really happened. That responsibility falls to us.
I agree with Issa. Let's just hear what the truth is. Tell us the truth, whatever it is. If Lerner was the one who decided that, fine. Just say it. This was her decision. She was in the position. She was the person that was in the role that was scrutinizing Tea Party groups that were looking for the tax exemption, so whatever the reason was, just say it, and then we don't have to deal with this anymore. How about that? Carolyn Maloney, Congresswoman from New York, a Democrat, says they're trying to rip up the Constitution and run roughshod over the Bill of Rights. It's not a path of truth or a path in any sense. It is merely political theater. You think it's political theater? Issa is like a dog with a bone. You don't want to really cross him. He said Lerner waived her constitutional rights against self-incrimination last year by stating she had done nothing wrong before refusing to answer questions, which is true. She did do that. So the vote by the House Ways and Means Committee to ask the Justice Department to consider criminal charges against Lerner, that's where this goes next. Speaker John Boehner says the full House would hold Lerner in contempt if she refused to testify, blah, blah, blah. So we know how this goes. It's just a show of force because the Justice Department will never hold her feet to the fire. But under her watch, the IRS did give Tea Party groups more looks based solely on their names. Beyond that, Republicans are saying that she engaged in an improper pursuit of crossroads, grassroots policy strategies, a non-profit political group advised by Republican Karl Rove, who, of course, as you know, was the man behind President George W. Bush. He was an aide to Bush. So this will be interesting to kind of watch it, them wiggle a little bit and how this plays out, but I don't believe anything will really, really come of it. I don't think so. Crossroads GPS, just for fun, spent about $71 million of the $180 million they raised on TV ads and other stuff that was required to be reported to the Federal Election Commission. They also distributed about $35 million in grants that year. So how about that? Including the biggest recipient, Americans for Tax Reform. Who is the president of that? Grover Norquist. And there you go. There you have it as you peel it back just a little bit. Just a little bit more. All right. You know, it's like we're starting off with girls, 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 because we also have this thing with Kathleen Sebelius. She's resigning as Health and Human Service Secretary, in case you didn't know that. She promised that she was going to stay till November, but it's pretty much let's wait and see who's confirmed next. Now we're ready to roll, and the president will officially announce that on Friday. And it's been a troubled reign for her, to say the least. I mean, 5 stormy years that were completely wrecked by the disastrous rollout of the president's signature legislative achievement. I mean, this is what he wanted to have done. And it was blown up right from the very beginning when it was rolled out in October. So now they say the president is going to nominate Sylvia Matthews Burwell, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, to replace her. The Senate has to approve. And, boy, I feel badly for her, right? She gets every stumble and bumble and everything else, because I think it's going to get worse. Sebelius said she made the decision to resign. She wasn't forced out. But I would say the frustration at the White House over her performance was pretty clear with the problems at healthcare.gov. I mean, if you're the person in charge, you're the person in charge. So she's done. Burwell, a Harvard and Oxford-educated West Virginia native, has a background in economic policy, 48 years old. She's all about focus and intenseness. She's going to need it for what she's going to inherit if she is confirmed, but it doesn't look like there would necessarily be any problems with her being confirmed. So how about that? And then the last woman to talk about, Hillary Clinton, who is for sure going to be the 2016 nominee for president for the Democrats. Let's not dance around this anymore. She can dance around it, but we know that this is what's going to happen, barring some crazy thing. So she was in Las Vegas only to get a chilly reception by one who decided to throw her shoe at Hillary Clinton. I will give Clinton this. You know, when you're in politics, you have to be pretty deft at handling all kinds of things. And she knew what to do. She kind of ducked. And it didn't. So, of course, the shoe didn't hit her. And made a joke about it's a good thing that she didn't play softball like I did. But it is still a security scare for the Secret Service when something like that happens. She was giving a speech at a Las Vegas casino. And so she had to duck after she took the stage at the Mandalay Bay Casino. The woman got arrested and was ushered out from the conference hall, of course. She didn't get hit by the shoe, ultimately. And she did make a good joke of it. She was smart. She knew how to play that off, and she did. So there was about 1,000 people in the ballroom at the time. They just laughed and applauded when she made the joke. And, you know, she said, "I didn't know that solid waste management was so controversial." And then she made the joke about, thank goodness she played softball like I did. And the woman who threw the shoe now is going to have to deal with the fallout from that. What a dumb thing. It's just not worth throwing your shoes at someone like a Clinton or Member Bush a couple of years ago. Now it's been a few years. But it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it to throw that shoe because you've got the Secret Service all over you and you have to answer for that, right? Isn't that threatening? Isn't that threatening somebody in politics? Of course, Hillary Clinton now is out of the political world, so she may catch a little bit of a break there. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, Jenna Russell from the Boston Globe to talk about the Boston Marathon upcoming and what happened last time around. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
That it's been almost a year since the Boston Marathon bombings. I still remember sitting on my couch horrified at what I was actually watching and worried about my friends in Boston. In our virtual green room right now, Jenna Russell joins us. She's one of the co-authors of a terrific book. In fact, I got no sleep last night reading the very last chapter of it, Long Mile Home, Boston Under Attack, The City's Courageous Recovery, and the Epic Hunt for Justice. Jenna is a Boston Globe reporter. Jenna, just before we dive into the meat of the book, which was so fascinating, riveting, I couldn't put it down. What was life like for you when this happened? Was it sort of surreal? Were you just stunned as all this unfolded?
It was incredibly surreal for all of us. And at the same time, of course, as you can imagine, it's one of the biggest stories we'll ever cover. So we very quickly came together and got our focus on the work and worked very, very long days with amazing colleagues who pulled together. But at the same time, I can remember driving home at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and that would be the first chance I would have to really think about and reflect on these things that were happening. And it was very, very strange.
So when you decided you were going to put the book together, and you had all these interviews and everything that you had gone through and come out on the other end, I imagine that process in trying to figure out, okay, how do we boil this down? I think it was brilliant that you took 5 different characters, real people, what had happened to them, including one who died, Christy, Campbell, which a sad story that was, and Heather Abbott was another one who survived. How did you pick the people?
I really appreciate the kind words. And we felt very strongly that it needed to be a human story told through the eyes of individuals who were close to the events. So We knew, for example, that we wanted to have a police officer. So I had been lucky to connect very early after the bombing with this young 20-something woman police officer in Boston who was right at the finish line when the bombs went off and was instrumental in saving lives there. And I reached out to her. And Heather Abbott, who lost her leg in the bombing, she was someone who we approached. And it's hard. It's hard to approach people who have been through something like this and ask them to make that kind of ultimate act of generosity in being your guide to these painful events. But we were able to find people who felt for different reasons that telling the story was something that they wanted to do. And we, you know, went from there, found a surgeon, a trauma surgeon who ran the marathon and then went on to operate on victims, and the director of the marathon itself, giving us a window into this incredibly complex race that was kind of like a character itself. So it came together really well under the circumstances.
Yeah, from the point of view of another person in the book that you interviewed, David King, the trauma surgeon, I thought it was fascinating to hear his story, because he actually ran and finished the explosion before, or finished the marathon before the explosion, never thinking he was going to be in that situation. What was so interesting about David to you?
Well, he's a pretty accomplished marathoner, so he finished in just over 3 hours, and he headed home, and he had just reached his home with his wife and his two young daughters when he got a text message telling him about the bombs, and headed straight to the hospital. And he and Dr. King had served as a surgeon in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and had treated countless of these kinds of injuries caused by IEDs or improvised explosive devices. So as soon as he walked into the ER and saw these injuries, he knew without question that it was that these were bombs.
Yeah, the I mentioned this at the top in talking about Christy Campbell and how everybody described her as vibrant and just the kind of person that loved life and touched the people around her. It had to be tough to hear the stories of the people telling you things about Campbell, although it might have been cathartic, I think, for several of those people. What was her story like that really hit home maybe with you and would hit home with the listeners?
Well, Crystal, to us, I grew up here near Boston, and Crystal is a person who I think all of us here kind of recognize. She's like just a hometown girl who loves our sports teams, who's buoyant and enthusiastic and incredibly hardworking, you know, raised in modest circumstances and has just worked tirelessly to better herself. And she liked to have fun. She's a very vivid, outsized personality. And it was probably the most challenging thing we had to do was to capture that, because as you can imagine, her family, her friends, in a state of devastation. And I'm proudest of all, I think, of the success we had in bringing together stories about her, vivid glimpses of her personality, and putting them together. And really, I think, I hope, kind of painting a portrait that will tell people who she was and what we lost when Crystal died.
Yeah. The other part of this is as you take us through their lives, what happened, how they got there, that kind of thing. You also couple that with the FBI, the information, who did this, searching for it, and weave that into the story. And what did you get from FBI officials about, especially the struggle of whether to release the surveillance images of the Tsarnaev brothers or not?
Yes, and that moment that you point out was a key point in that week and in the events that followed. And there was a debate that raged for quite some time within the investigation between federal authorities who were inclined to hold on to the pictures and to control the investigation very tightly and not take any chances of tipping off the suspects, and then the local authorities who were inclined to release them and hope that that would bring a break in the case. And ultimately, that viewpoint won out. They did reach consensus and release the pictures. But, they knew that it was taking a risk. They more chaos would break out. And that is, in fact, what happened. But I, you know, I've heard them say that they stand by the decision, even though it was a risky one.
Yeah. How difficult do you think was it for people to put this in their rearview mirror in Boston and memorialize, I guess, and honor the people lost and those that have been injured, but move forward because it's such a great city? Do you think the people have done that, and how tough was it the days after and the months after to have that happen?
I think that that process is still ongoing, and it probably is not complete yet. It is a challenge, particularly for people that have been closer to the effects of the bombing. As we have, you know, the next marathon is coming up, and people are kind of, I think, gathering themselves for that, feeling themselves for a lot of emotion, but also, you know, willing themselves to get out there and show support and show the strength of the city to come together. So I think that day, I hope it will be kind of a healing moment where people will see a very tangible demonstration of, you know, moving forward and not letting ourselves be held back.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of great pictures in the book, and one of the pictures you show Heather Abbott, of course, at the Boston Red Sox game and throwing out a pitch, and that was a big moment. And identifying with the Boston Red Sox, how perfect was that for the Red Sox to win the World Series?
It was, that's the word for it. It was absolutely perfect. You couldn't have dreamed that anything that ideal could come about for this city. And it just, people, what it meant to people, I think, is hard to describe. It meant a lot to me personally and to everybody. I can recall sitting in my study at home during the fall, listening to these games and writing, you know, working on the book at the same time, right, reflecting back on these events. And it really was, you know, for events that were incredibly tragic and damaging, it was just a weirdly kind of storybook moment to come after that.
Yeah, and you mentioned this, the marathon, of course, coming up, what is it, next week. So is the city ready? Is the city kind of, in a way, excited to celebrate that, hey, we're not going to be put down? And this is, I mean, the marathon is so historic, whether you run or not. Who doesn't know the Boston Marathon? What's it like in the city right now?
It's interesting. There's a lot of anticipation going on and a lot of, you know, excitement to see the crowds and the, you know, larger than ever field of runners who are training, still finishing their training now. At the same time, if you sit with people for a little while, as I've been doing recently on Stories, and talk to them a little more deeply, there's a lot of anxiety under the surface. People don't say it as often, but you know, you can't, the memory is so fresh, the events are so recent. There's just, you know, I think people will be happy to get through it. They'll enjoy the day, but they'll also enjoy, you know, moving past that first anniversary mark.
Yeah. Jenna Russell, good luck with the book. I think it's, again, just so well put together. It really tells the whole story. Long Mile Home. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What you've sent us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you have some big plans throughout the weekend. Maybe you're going to go catch draft day. Kevin Costner getting you ready for the real draft day if you like sports movies. Or perhaps you're still on the Captain America flick. Or maybe you don't even want to go to the movies because it's too expensive and you'll just stream it for $1.99 on Amazon. So on that note, let's kick it to the mailroom and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Mamie. I love the name Mamie. I have never heard from anyone named Mamie. But Mamie says, Kate, I know you are a big sports fan, and I was just wondering who you think will win the Masters. Who do you think has the best shot this time around? And I don't believe Tiger is playing. Wow, the Masters is a tough one to handicap. It's such, Augusta's such a rough course, and when you look at a leaderboard or you watch the practice rounds, it's hard to try to, it's hard to pick out what's going to happen on moving day, which means heading into the weekend. But since I do like the game of golf, I do have an opinion on it. I would say Adam Scott, who's right now tied for second. I like Bubba Watson, but all those numbers could fall off the board because of just how tricky it is. So there's a lot of Americans in contention and a lot of others. Adam Scott, not an American, of course. Boy, if you asked me to just pick off the top of my head, then I would have said Rory McIlroy. So I think I'm going to stick with that. He's like 12th right now. I'm going to stick with Rory McIlroy. He's from Northern Ireland, and he's sort of due. So that's my choice. I think that some others in Australia preferred my choice of Adam Scott originally. Adam Scott's a good guy and is a good golfer. When the tournaments come up near the satellite facility, we'll have to try to have Adam Scott on the show and maybe some of those other people we mentioned. Wow, how about that? A sports question about, of all things, the Masters. Okay, this comes to us from Neil, another first-timer, and Neil says, Kate, I started listening to the show just a couple of weeks ago. I get a good kick out of the dumb things. I've got a bunch of them. I'm saving them up. I promise that I will participate in the next week or two. What a clever idea. My question is, how many people have they pulled out of the mud in Washington? I heard you talking a lot about that story. And do you think those people will sue? I definitely think some of those people will sue. And 38 to date is what they have. And it's tough on the people that are part of the whole recovery to pull the bodies out of the mud that just killed them. I mean, smothered them. It was so thick. It was awful. It's scary. And you look at how pretty, you know, that Cascade Mountain was, you know, is. And, I mean, it has to be awful. There's a woman that just recently, I don't know if I was where I read it or saw it. It might have been USA Today, some paper, and then I saw an NPR thing on her. But one of the women that was pulled from the debris talked about what it was like and said that it was horrifying to hear people yelling things out. And she was pulled from the mud along with her infant son, and she's recovering. But she says it's going to take her a long time emotionally to recover from what happened because the sounds of it, you know, the river of mud, the debris that just wiped out the neighborhood, killing all those peoples, and just, you know, how frightening it was. And the fact that she looked outside and she said it was like a movie. It was just like the mud exploded houses. The force of the slide just exploded everything. And she described it as the neighbor's chimney was coming toward her, so she just grabbed onto her son and turned away from the door and held her baby as tight as she could. And then when the earth stopped, she was trapped in a pocket that was formed by her broken couch and pieces of her roof. And she just started to call out. She could hear sirens and all that kind of stuff and heard voices of people coming toward her. She had two broken legs and a broken arm. They lifted the son from her arms, then cut her from the debris. She said she was so scared, she just had her eyes closed at that point. One of her ankles was crushed and might not recover fully. She's got injuries on her face, an eye socket injury. They say she's going to have to be off of her feet for at least another 10 weeks, and then she's going to struggle to start to walk again. And this is a survivor story. And she said she's not planning to return to the community where she was, not even for a visit. I mean, that's how freaked out she is. She said she just doesn't want to do it. And that she's just going to try to, she's overwhelmed by all the support. She's going to try to get better. But I think her description is so scary. Like a movie, boom, and then turns her back And the fact that she was in that pocket and they were able to pull her out. Let's hear the good stories, you know. So that's a good story that she was rescued. Okay, here we go. Let's dive into some of the other meatier things like Sam. Not that that isn't important or meaty, but Sam, who says, Sebelius gone, Kate. I couldn't wait to write you this email. I know a couple of years ago you said you would have pink-slipped her a long time ago along with Eric Holder. And I would say that this was a blunder from the president, because if she couldn't handle the gig and roll it out correctly, she shouldn't have been the Secretary of Health and Human Services in the first place. Well, that's the thing. You can put blame and, you know, point fingers and push blame all around, but if you're the person, that's it, you know? If you accept the cabinet position, you're in charge, so you have to do everything in your power to try to make it roll out the correct way. Nothing's perfect, and there was going to be problems anyway, but I don't think the amount of problems that we're talking about, I mean, that's just... It was just over the top. There's just too many problems. So she was gonna go anyway. But to now the timing, she resigns. They can say woohoo, $7.5 million, even though the number is bogus because of people haven't paid and all that stuff. But okay, and we'll see what the next nominee, who probably gets appointed, does. I would not want that position, because now you're really just inheriting a mess. It's not even yours to pull apart. And if she does a great job, then she deserves all the credit in the world. It doesn't even matter about politics. But I think there's going to be more irate people, because more things are going to start to happen to people, and it's going to be tougher. How about this one from Jake in Austin? Kate, did you hear the story about the daycare? I know you have a brother that lives in Florida, and I just think it's terrible that the guy took off. Then they finally found him, or he turned himself in, is what happened. But how do you live with yourself after you did that? Who knows what he was doing, not paying attention, running around, smashes into a car. The car flies into the daycare, kills a little girl. It's very sad. I couldn't even really saw the story once, couldn't even read it. I just skipped over it. Yeah, I talked about that story. And, I mean, of course, the family can't believe it. They're devastated beyond belief because, yes, we all know life is fragile, things can happen, but you're just not expecting a car to fly through a brick wall and kill your kid at a kinder care spot. You're just not expecting that kind of a phone call, but that's what happened with that family. And, I mean, there's nothing that you can find in this pluck from this that is a good thing, except for the one thing. It sounds like she just, it was so shocking, it just happened, boom, that there wasn't a lot of suffering. Because that would be the worst thing. It'd be the worst. It was terrible for the parents, obviously. And then all those other kids were injured, too, by the way. So what a bozo. And then leaving. Leaves, takes off, boom, rents another car, abandons the other car that he rented. And apparently he had, like, a drug pass. And so who knows what he was doing or what was going on. Doesn't matter. It could be nothing. And but turned his head for a minute. But whatever he did, he ran into the car to flee the scene. That was just a stupid thing all the way around. Okay, on to this one. This one from Kyle, and I love this. Kyle says, what do you make of the kissing lawman? What do you make of what's happened now with McAllister and whether or not he should resign after the video that surfaced showing him kissing his aide in his office? What do I make of it? I think he should resign. What an idiot. Even the governor of Louisiana is saying the congressman should resign after that surveillance video popped up. I mean, so many people have seen it. It's embarrassing. He says he wants to work on the whole thing privately with his family. Well, the best way to do that is to not be in Congress. I agree with Jindal. He should just step away. And that's the last thing they need. I mean, you know, he's not going to go anywhere, I don't think, with this. And I don't know how you get beyond that. The other side of this, they're saying their family life is wrecked. So I say he resigns probably by next week. If you want to share something with us, do americatonight.net.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Here on America Tonight. Man, I've got a ton of email about the first computer thing. Got one here from Patty who says, Kate, I have no idea. I just heard you talking about playing Pong, and I have to say, I loved Pong. I want to get Pong again. I think it's really, really cool. I remember Pong and remember you'd go out and there was the Pac-Man thing? Ugh, now Pac-Man would be so slow, it would drive me crazy. That they had Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man, and I remember, how many of you can relate to this, doing the arcade thing, and my mother would say, oh, you know, you cannot hang around an arcade, you cannot be at the arcade at the Echelon Mall in Cherry Hill, so of course that's where I wanted to go, and I would just beg her to go, you know, because I was a young kid, I just beg her to go to the arcade. And why? Because I thought it'd be cool to play pinball, even though I had no idea how. And everybody that I saw playing pinball, they didn't, you know what they did? They like bumped against the pinball machine. Do you know what I'm talking about? So the way they played, the way they would hit the balls, they were always bumping the machine. It was almost like the machine was going to fly off of its legs. And I think it's pretty cool. Now you have these computer games where you can do the same thing. But I remember the whole when you were playing Pong at home on the computers, that if you're going to the arcade, what were you doing? Pinball, Pac-Man, Centipede. Centipede was another one. And now there's arcades like at seashore places. I don't know. Arcades probably aren't that big. They have them built into certain pizza places. I can't remember the name of that one place that's so popular. But I don't think arcades are big anymore because you just play your own games. You know, if you're 7, you're 8, you're 9, you're 10, you're a teenager, you're beyond that, everybody's gaming. They're gaming, candy crushing it, or word welder, or words with friends, or doing all kinds of different things. So that's another thing that the computer revolutionized, I think, the way people play games. I wonder how that affected the gaming industry from the perspective of building those games and filling up the arcades and the whole pinball machines and whatnot. Anyway, just pretty funny. So I feel ya. And then I got one more, too, here from Kevin, who said, hey, the guy who said the Radio Shack deal, I'm pretty sure that's the same computer that I had. It seems like it, but now it's bugging me. I've got to call my dad in the morning. I want to find out what computer we first started off with. That means probably you're like either in your late 30s or maybe early 40s trying to figure out, what was it? I can't remember. Can't remember. All right, always scary to me is this thing of animals breaking free from zoos. So I'm thinking, can you imagine being in a parking lot somewhere and you see, I don't know, a rhinoceros or perhaps a chimpanzee? 7 chimpanzees, they say, in Kansas City used an improvised ladder from a tree to scale a wall and escape their enclosure at the zoo in KC on Thursday. One of the chimps pulled a log or a branch, leaned it against the wall of it, gave them a leg up, so to speak. They didn't have any contact with zoo visitors. I guess that's a good thing. They escaped into an area reserved for zookeepers. There were 12 chimps in total at the zoo, which, of course, was closed right after that. And the one chimp was a ringleader because he got up and got the others to join him. They used food to entice them, and they herded them back to the enclosure. The chimps were on the loose for about an hour. Oh, that would be so brutal. Mom, look, there's a chimp. There's a chimp coming right toward us. Oh. And I guess, you know, they say they're smart. I mean, listen, they're smart. So obviously they figured out what was going on. And now we've had a couple of weird things happen at zoos. And then there's another crazy thing I saw, this abandoned croc story. An abandoned crocodile that was captured at a California strip mall. And this is what happened was apparently it's 4 foot long. Just walking right by the TJ Maxx store in a strip mall, escaped from a box that was left in a reptile shop. So either you have chimps that are smart at the zoo in KC, or you have a reptile in a box that hits the box lid open and starts to crawl around. So they say it's a Nile croc, and they're looking for a zoo or someplace else to take it. It looks like it had some broken teeth, they say. They thought it probably bit some wire cages. And, of course, California bans ownership of crocodiles, so they'll have to find someplace else for that croc. But somebody must have had it and then got rid of it that way. Wonder what the croc did for the broken teeth, biting probably whatever crazy enclosure, you know, they had had. I don't get it. I don't get the exotic pet thing. I don't get that at all, especially if it comes to alligators or crocodiles. Are you kidding me? What are you? I don't know. What are you thinking when you're thinking that that's a great pet? It seems like an odd choice. So coming up, tax day. Did you finish your taxes? Have you gotten a refund? Are you avoiding it altogether? Do you think it's bogus and you don't want to pay? I'll tell you one thing that is pretty scary, and I just saw another story about this, and it's not surprising. We've talked about it. We've had people on the show to talk about it. Is this refund problem? All you pretty much need is a way to hook up to the internet, some stolen identities, And that's it. You can collect billions of dollars in bogus tax refunds. My brother had this problem. Somebody somehow had gotten their Social Security numbers, and it's now pretty pervasive. The IRS is having a hard time stopping it. They released a report at the tail end of the year last year and said that about $4 billion in fraudulent tax refunds, they had processed them over the last year to thieves who were using people's personal identification. So they're hoping to, the Justice Department is hoping that they can catch more people at it, but it's tough. They say they've charged 880 people so far. And, there's all kinds of people are involved in this, from the tax return preparers to the identity brokers to actors, they say. And, this is that whole, this is what I like to see the IRS do. Focus on the criminals. Crack down on the people ripping off Social Security numbers instead of going after the little guy. Get them. Get to their schemes. Get out there in the field and knock them down. I mean, they get the Social Security numbers in a whole bunch of different ways. From workplaces, from, and the people that they'll victimize can be anything from, anybody from kids to prisoners to Medicaid beneficiaries to people who have died. And then they just use the information. They file false returns. They get the refund check. And they do this before the legitimate taxpayers have had a chance to submit even their own returns. And so it's easier, but because of electronic tax filing, it allows them to, mass produce the returns. And boy, it'd be great to just catch them in the middle of it, wouldn't it? I think that's what the IRS should focus on. Focus on that, the three dreaded letters. Focus on that instead of going after the innocents, right? Sweep them up. It seems like Florida is like a nesting place for this. They just hit a bunch of people in Florida, like 25 different people for using stolen identities, and they had actually been doing pretty well. They probably should have stopped while they were ahead. They claimed $36 million in false tax refunds. $36 million. That is a whole lot of return, isn't it? Ooh, a whole lot. They have all kinds of cases. In Washington, there was a barbershop owner who pleaded guilty last year to running a $20 million scheme that sought the tax returns on behalf of nursing home people, prisoners, and even some of the dead, and they were really just making money hand over fist until they got a little bit too greedy, and it was easy to crack the case. So think about that. Oh, tax day. We don't have too much longer. The 15th already coming up fast.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.